And earlier today, our own Peter Ducey pressed Circle back Jen Psaki on the issue. Let's take a look.
He said the law would end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off, and he said it would end voting hours early so working people can't cast their vote after their shift is over. But the Washington Post gave that claim 4 Pinocchios because that part of the law gives counties the option to extend voting hours. And so I'm just curious if the president is going to change the way that it's possible.
Well, fundamentally, the president doesn't believe it should be made harder to vote. He believes it should be easier.
But the thing he said has been determined by election law experts to be not true. So I'm just curious if he's going to stop saying that.
Well, again, I think we can, the fact checkers will also tell you that this bill does not make it easier for people across the state of Georgia to vote, and that's where he has concerns.
Circle back, propaganda Psaki got caught red-handed, Joe got caught red-handed, they're lying. And get this, the irony, Georgia's voting law is far, far, far less restrictive than Joe's beloved home state of Delaware. For example, Delaware has no in-person early voting. Georgia has 17 days of in-person early voting. Delaware requires specific excuses if you want to vote absentee. In Georgia, anyone can vote absentee. In Delaware, there are no ballot drop boxes, and Georgia drop boxes are still available under the new law, and one box per county is required by the new law. And by the way, it's the same Joe Biden. Remember, he's the guy lying about Jim Crow 2.0. That's the same Joe Biden who was worried about our schools, if they became integrated, becoming, quote, racial jungles. That's when he partnered with the former Klansmen to stop that from happening. Joe Biden, the same person that worked with Robert KKK Byrd, preventing the integration of schools and calling out black youth as predators on our streets, and said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Now, where was the outrage from all these pathetic woke corporations like Major League Baseball, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, Coca-Cola on all of this? Now, 200 apparently corporations. You want to get involved in this game? Get ready, because it'll happen. Why the hell did any of these companies get involved in the first place with no knowledge? But give Joe Biden a total pass in terms of his history. And why do they want to amplify lies about what this law is and is not and use it as another excuse to lie, smear, and besmirch conservatives? Did any of these companies actually read the law? I doubt it. And by the way, do they have any idea what it actually does? I doubt that, too. Did they just surrender to the mob of the woke extremists and cancel culture because they are a bunch of corporate cowards who would rather demonize you, we, the American people, and spew lies and get yelled at by loud liberals on Twitter?